Wyoming, Scotty Hazelton,
kind enough to join us here on the program. Coach Hazelton, welcome to Wyoming. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Wait a minute. Did you ever think you would coach in a town that was colder than Fargo?
Oh, I don't think this is colder than Fargo now. This is beautiful.
Exactly,
it
right?
It was 49 below the other night.
Well, okay. I wasn't here for that.
All right.
Good thing the interview process didn't take place there. No, I'm teasing, Scotty. Welcome again to the University of Wyoming. Let's dive right into it. When this position opened up, was there some immediate interest level there? Did Coach Bull, kind of come after you since you've had that previous relationship at North Dakota State? How did this all kind of take place with you and the University of Wyoming and getting reunited with Coach Bull?
Well, he gave me a call one night. It was during season and all, so we were still kind of busy with everything. I didn't have any idea really what was going on, but he just, gave me a call one night and kind of let me know what was going on down here, and immediately it was something that I was interested in. I know that, him moving here was a thing that when he made the move, I was actually in the conference, and I was like, ooh, that'd be a good place to be. My family lives, in northern Colorado now. My mom still lives in Longmont, so it's close to her. My kids like the mountains. Whenever we used to come visit, we'd go hiking and do all those kind of things. So immediately it's a place that's pretty attractive for the outside of football things, especially now that, the guys have it, Coach Bull's doing a good job here and got things going. I was always excited to watch him on TV and kind of know a little bit about him. So, he gave me the call. It was very attractive to me right away.
This year, the Cowboys and Coach Bull turned it around, went 8-6. But they still had, and this is, I don't want to be too critical, but they still had a lot of problems on the defensive side of the ball, had games where they gave up huge numbers of points and huge chunks of real estate during the season. Do you think you've got a pretty good task ahead of you to turn that around? I mean, they won the games, but they won because they got turnovers and turned those into points, but They really need to shore up the defense pretty badly, I think.
Well, that's what I was saying. I mean, that's, if you get the ball to the offense, that's the main goal of the defense, right? So, mm-hmm. There's some good things that happen there too. So, but I can't talk too much for what's happened in the past. Really, it's just one of those things that you have to say. Listen, I know the style of play that Coach Bull likes. I kind of understand, being around him for a while. What Brent does on offense, that, helps you on defense, and, they can play keep away with the ball and they can do some of those things. And I think that always helps too. And, every coordinator kind of has his own little flavor and style, how they call things. So, I think that, talking through and I'm just getting into some of the tape now, just in today watching some tape, on the guys that we have. And then, really tomorrow will be watching the guys that hopefully we're going to get. And then, and then we'll be on the road recruiting. But, that's kind of a process to go through, see what we have and see what we can use and see, how the matchups are against other teams and those kind of things. I think that it's I think it's always a challenge every year. The leagues are so offensively oriented nowadays. It's, sometimes it's about slowing guys down until you get them in the red zone and then stopping them, making them kick field goals.
That's what I was going to ask you, because the rules and everything are so geared to the offense, and probably even more so where you just came from in the NFL. How hard is it to coach defense right now at the levels of football where you've been?
Well, I think every conference has its own flavor, to it. So, there's some that are grinded out teams still, and there's some that are, hey, let's put up as many points as we can and go through and run as many snaps as you can. I think that, this conference, the Mountain West has such a good blend. You have to kind of be ready to defend all of them. You get the option style of Air Force, which is, completely different, that you kind of have to tweak your defense a little bit for. And then, you have the New Mexico's who, they're going to call as many runs as Air Force is, just a different style option, And then, you get the teams on the West Coast that are all, hey, let's see if we can throw it 60 times a game. So it's a good blend, and you got to figure out what's right for you and what you can do to make your, everything just kind of complement each other, Let the guys play fast.
You are familiar with the year you spent at Nevada as the defensive coordinator there, familiar with the Mountain West. So I'm curious, is this about as comfortable a transition as you've had in terms of changing jobs wherever you've been, not only reuniting with some familiar faces, but also getting back, albeit only a year in the league, getting back to a league that you've coached in before?
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt that that's, for me, getting back with people that it's an area of the world that I'm pretty familiar with. You know, my family knows the families of the other staff. So that is easy as, and I guess I can't talk right now, but that's about as easy as a transition as one could make. You know, now the on the football side of things, I think that, you know, every year is different. You know, I mean, the college game changes so much and so fast. You know, you could have one team that, you know, has, Derek Carr throwing the ball over the place one year, and then the very next year, they're a completely different team just because of the personnel that they had and who they lose and those kind of things. So I think that it's some of that kind of goes year by year, but it is good. And I think that, you know, you always say, hey, football's football, right? It's about, you know, getting the guys to play fast and understand what they're supposed to do and getting them to play really hard. And hopefully, you know, like you talked about some of the takeaways and stuff. Those things just come by effort play sometimes. I mean, heck, they can make you look good as a coach if they play really hard, right? You know, so, just get them a good foundation where they understand, you know, hey, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is how I'm supposed to do it. Okay, my film study said this. Okay, I can play really fast. I can look even faster than I am at the level that I'm playing and see how it goes from there, you know?
Scotty Hazleton, our guest, the defensive coordinator at the University of Wyoming. So we know Coach Bowles, a four-man front, 4-3 guy, Tampa 2. Is any of that going to change, or what we've seen from a Coach Bowles defense, is that what you're planning on keeping at Wyoming?
There's no doubt. I mean, I think that kind of the one of the benefits of being in the system before and being back to it again is, you know, that the terminology stays the same, the calls, the schemes, the fundamentals for the players. You know, you want to keep those things in as unison as you can so that they don't have a transition period that's hard on them, right? Where they can just kind of keep it, okay, I understand this, I know this, okay, let's keep building on those things and keep adding the foundation. I think that some of the stuff is, you know, how you call the defense. You know, I haven't had a chance to, you know, I don't know much about what's happened here in the past and how they call things, but I think that if you took a bunch of different guys and put them in the same system with the same calls, just the flavor of the game is a little different, if that makes sense to you. You know, you might call man where another guy would call cover two, or you might blitz where they would play soft, or those kind of things. I think the fundamentals and the foundation of defense, yes, definitely stay. 4-3, Tampa 2 base, you know, play with two high safeties, spin guys down, do all those kind of things, very similar. I think that, and I can't speak him. I mean, I don't know how defense is called here, you know, last few years, but I think everybody has their own flavor, how they do things, how their own personality to call on the defense.
Sky, I know you mentioned that you're kind of trying to familiarize yourself with the roster, the current guys that are on there, and I know that's going to take some time, but, you know, some good pieces in place. I know a guy like Carl Granderson, who was good on the edge, unfortunately missed half the season, but you got the freshman of the year in Logan Wilson at linebacker and Andrew Wingard, who was a freshman All-American his first year. So there's some pieces in place for you to work with this defense, definitely, right?
No doubt. They're kind of fun to watch. I've been watching them a little bit. I've been watching the Boise game today, you know, kind of go through some of the unique teams in the league. So, but they are fun to watch. They're good players. They run around. You know, I'm excited about getting a chance to know them as people. You know, I mean, right now they are strictly, you know, faces in a program that I'm trying to learn because I'm not very good with names and numbers on the screen. So, you know, all those things are parts of the piece that you got to put together.
Best linebacker you've coached. Okay, 3 years in the NFL. You've spent a year at USC, North Dakota State for a number of years, the D.C. at Nevada. Who's the best linebacker that you've had the privilege of coaching so far?
I would say Paul Puzlesny.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Yeah, he's just one of the most professional, business-like guys I've ever been around. He has an uncanny ability to if you explain something to him in a meeting room, he can do out and functionally do that on the field. You know, he's amazing that way. So and he's a good person, you know. So it's, you know, he was a pleasure to be around. I've been blessed to be around a lot of good guys, you know. But he's one that is definitely amazing.
What was that experience like in the NFL for you these last 3 years? I know it didn't end well, and I saw a story today where your former boss, Gus Bradley, is being looked at as the Washington Redskins defensive coordinator. But just kind of what was that experience like for you?
It was a good experience, you know, to get that, to go experience a different kind of football. I mean, it's a different game there. You know, I think that to go through the learning experience of saying, hey, what's the differences? I mean, really, okay, hey, it's the same schemes, it's the same calls, it's the same defenses. Okay, good. Well, what's the difference? You know what I mean? And just the finite, you know, precision of the coaching maybe be a little bit different there because the quarterbacks are so good to get. You know, you might say, okay, hey, we're playing this like this, and, you know, if you're not totally exact with certain things in college where you might be able to trick a quarterback, you know, guys there are, you know, there's some difference makers there that can that if you try to fool them in the wrong way, they can get you, you know. But just to go through and learn how Gus did things, you know. I mean, I've worked with Gus a few different times before, and Todd Wash, the defense coordinator, is still there at Jacksonville. But, you know, just to go through and learn from them again, I think is, you know, was a benefit for me, just to be able to, you know, take, okay, hey, here's all the finite things that you can use. You can use these in college, these things. So there's some things that just are not applicable, you know. I mean, there's just, you know, just the amount of meeting time you have and how things roll there. You know, it's hard to replicate in college, I would say.
I don't know if you saw the photo that Wyoming used to announce your hire on social media, but the one they used, you're sporting a pretty glorious beard. Is that a seasonal look? Was that a Movember thing? What was that? And can we expect to see that one coming back?
Or is that just a North Dakota thing?
Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of started growing it during the season, and it kind of went that way. I don't know how that's going to go. Being back in college, you know, the recruiting stuff. So I don't know. We're going to see how it flies, I guess. You know, that'll be a Coach Bowl decision, I suppose.
So do you hit the recruiting trail? You know, I know the dead period's done. Are you going on the recruiting trail right away?
Yes. I think I leave tomorrow. So
very good.
Be a little different to have to ask him to come play for you instead of just picking a number off the board, huh?
Yeah, that is a benefit about being, you know, in the NFL. You know, you can just all the guys come to you at the combine, right? You don't have to go out and look at any of them.
Hey, Coach Hazleton, we appreciate the time. Look forward to more conversations with you, and congrats, and look forward to seeing this Cowboy defense. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.